Now, when Leif sailed from Greenland during the summer, he and his men were driven out of their course to the Sudrejar. They were slow in getting favourable wind from this place, and they stayed there a long time during the summer, reaching Norway about harvest tide. He joined the bodyguard of King Olaf Tryggvason, and the king formed an excellent opinion of him, and it appeared to him that Leif was a well-bred man. Once upon a time, the king entered into conversation with Leif and asked him, "Dost thou purpose sailing to Greenland in summer?" Leif answered, "I should wish to do so, if it is your will." The king replied, "I think it may well be so. Thou shalt go my errand and preach Christianity in Greenland." Leif said that he was willing to undertake it, but that, for himself, he considered that message a difficult one to proclaim in Greenland. But the king said that he knew no man who was better fitted for the work than he, "and thou shalt carry," said he, "good luck with thee in it." "That can only be," said Leif, "if I carry yours with me." Leif set sail as soon as he was ready. He was tossed about a long time out at sea, and lighted upon lands of which before he had no expectation. There were fields of wild wheat, and the vine tree in full growth. There were also the trees which were called maples, and they gathered, of all these, certain tokens, some trunks so large that they were used in house building. Leif came upon men who had been shipwrecked, and took them home with him, and gave them sustenance during the winter. Thus did he show his great munificence and his graciousness when he brought Christianity to the land and saved the shipwrecked crew. He was called Leif the Lucky. The people received him gladly. He soon after preached Christianity and Catholic truth throughout the land, making known to the people the message of King Olaf Tryggvason, and declaring how many renowned deeds and what great glory accompanied this faith. Erik took coldly to the proposal to forsake his religion, but his wife, Thothild, promptly yielded and caused a church to be built not very near the house. In that spot she offered her prayers, and so did those men who received Christ, and they were many. After she accepted the faith, Thothild would have no intercourse with Erik, and this was a great trial to his temper. After this, there was much talk about making ready to go to the land which Leif had discovered. Thorstein, Erik's son, was chief mover in this, a worthy man, wise and much liked. Erik was also asked to go, and they believed that his luck and foresight would be of the highest use. He was, for a long time against it, but did not say nay, when his friends exhorted him to go. They made ready the ship which Thorbjorn had brought there, and they were 20 men who undertook to start in her. They had little property, but chiefly weapons and food. On the morning when Erik left home, he took a little box, which had in it gold and silver. He hid the money, and then went forth on his journey. He had proceeded, however, but a little way, when he fell from his horse, and broke his ribs and injured his shoulder, and cried out, "Ay!" At this accident he sent word to his wife that she should take away the money that he had hidden, declaring his misfortune to be a penalty paid on account of having hid the money. Afterwards they sailed away out of Erik's fjord with gladness, as their plan seemed to promise success. They were driven about for a long time on the open sea, and came not into the track which they desired. They came in sight of Iceland, and also met with birds from the coast of Ireland. Then was their ship tossed to and fro on the sea. They returned about harvest tide, worn out by toil and much exhausted, and reached Eriksfjord at the beginning of winter.